The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Daf Dalet. Today's Daf is being studied in the Nishmat Murzakini Yosef Ben Sarav, Maratzakanati, Yafa Batsara, Rabbi Abraham Ben Esteru, Hashem Ten Hamid, and Eden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied for Ashila Masara, Batrahav, Sarah, Rahama, Batrahayat. In the Referendum, in the Referendum, in the Referendum, the Fatah Nefesh, the Fatah Gurfu, Atam Karabal, Babachin, Yerasov, and Omar. Amen. We begin today's Daf and Daf Dalet. Amud Rishon, six lines down. And the Gemara says, okay, so let's just review where we're holding above over here. Okay. We learned from a Pasuk, V'yatze'ah chinam in Kasef, right? So the Gemara learned from that Pasuk over there, Kasef Kiddushin. In Kasef la'adon zeh, aval yesh Kasef la'adon achar, which means when an amma goes out, amma avriya, shifha, whatever, imma avriya we'll call her, when she goes out, the Adon does not get any compensation. V'yatze'ah chinam, in Kasef. So the Gemara was Doresh. In Kesef la Adon Zeh. But there's another Adon that gets the Kesef. Umanu. And who's that? The father. That means when the father marries off the girl, Na'ara, he's able to, he keeps the Kesef Kiddushin. And you see that what? There is a, indeed Kesef. So you see that's the source of Kesef. Yatzah and I'm in Kesef. In Kesef la Adon Zeh. But yes, Kesef la Adon Achay. So therefore, the Gemara had a source. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? We need this pasuk for something else. It's used already. Is that what it's coming to teach us? We need it for what we learned in the Braita. The Tanya. Which is what it says. That teaches me that when the girl reaches the stage of Bagrut. What is Bagrut? Bogeret. Bogeret means when she reaches 12 years old and 6 months. Of course, she has simanim already. When she reaches a bogeret, she goes out free. En kasef, elu yemeh na'arut. And en kasef teaches me what? That when she's a na'ara, she goes out. Now, I know you're right away asking a question. If she goes out when she's a na'ara, what do I need a pasuk to tell me she goes out when she's a bogeret? Now, na'ara's 12 years old. So we need a double hadush in a pasuk to tell me, v'yatzachinam, elu yemeh bagrut. And Kasef, Elu Yemeh, Na'arut. We'll wait for the Gemara to ask that question. But the point is, you need the Pasuk to teach me Hadushim, Legabeh, Amma. Which means, how could you tell me this is coming to teach you Hadushim, Kiddushim? En Kasef, La'adon, Zeyava, Yesh Kasef, La'adon, Ahayet. Hold it. The word En Kasef is teaching you Hadush that what? That when the girl becomes a Na'ara, she goes out free. So the Pasuk is used already. So you can't use it for the Deen of Kasef. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Ravina, imken lemakra, and I'm going to read it like this, an kesef, which means read it in kesef but without a yud, which means if the Torah was just interested in telling me one hadush, it would have spelt the word in aleph nun, right? My in kesef, why did it spell the word in with the yud, aleph yud nun? The yud is extra, which is you could have got away with spelling it aleph nun, and that also would have meant no, in no. But when you put a yud, the yud already is extra, and therefore in kesef la'adon zeva yesh kesef la'adon achir umaniu. That is the first time we ever saw this over here, that we're already doreshing on a yud of the letter of the word in. We always thought in is the way we spell it. No, we're learning not like that. We're learning that normally you could spell in with aleph nun, and the yud is extra, therefore you can be doresh. That's she. And what it says, in kesef, אלה דבר אחר מוציאה, אלו ימי נערות. כמי פריך מכי נפקה לבנערות, בגלות מה הבאתה, אין, אין כזה, בלו יוד, כנכתיב מאין יבמי. גם אני רוצה להגיד פרוס. Sometimes you see in the Torah, the word alif nun means a refusal, or no, for a rejection. The case of the yibum, right? Where the husband, the brother-in-law doesn't want to make yibum. So what does the lady say? מאין יבמי. מאין. מאין. Right? That's written without a yud. So you see, you can use the word in, aleph nun, to mean a rejection, or no.
Yeah.
Kamashma, when you hear the yud, tells me two things. So therefore, if it just would have said alif nun, I would say en kesef lado. I would tell me no. Yasa hinam elu yemin bagrut. En kesef elu yemin narut. Oh, now that it says the yud, alif yud nun, I can learn extra hadush. En kesef lado ze. Yes kesef lado narut. Who's that? The father. The father gets kesef kedushin. The other Gemara says, "Umemai did darshin anachi." Who told you that you don't need this extra yud in like in a word in? Tanya vezera in la. Okay, we're talking about a case where a bat kohen is married to a Yisrael. What's the law? Once a bat kohen marries to Yisrael, she cannot eat. She can no longer eat teruma. Let's say her husband dies, or she gets divorced. She goes back to her father's house. Can she eat teruma? Depends. Depends if she has children or not. So the Torah says, "Vezera in la," that if she does not have children, then she goes back. She goes back to her father's house and she eats teruma. Okay. So the Gemara Doresh, "Eni ela zara." I only know that what if she has children, she cannot eat teruma anymore. Zera zara minayin. How do we know if she has grandchildren? Let's say her children died, so she doesn't have any more children, but she has living grandchildren. How do I know that she loses the ability to matamud omar zera in la from the extra yud in the word in? Teach me what ayin la, investigator, which means investigate to see if she has any living descendants, not only children, but ayin, go check and see if there's any descendants living. The in the ela zera kasher. I only know that what if she has children that are
legitimate.
Zera pasul minayin. How do we know that even if she has children that are pisulim, that, for example, the kid's a mamzer. Now, it cannot be the kid being a mamzer. Because if the kid's a mamzer, she cannot eat teruma anyway, because then she's a zona. Which means she committed it, she made it be apisulah, so therefore she cannot have teruma anyway. We're talking about where, let's say, her child was kashir, but the grandchild is a mamzer. Mm-hmm. How do we know that a living grandchild that's a psul negates her? Tamud amar zera in la, again from the extra yud, ayin la. Ayin la, check the children or the grandchildren, any grandchild, even if it's a psul. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says, Ve'a afikte lezera zara'a. So the Gemara says, how could you learn zera pasul? We learned already zera zara'a. Side question, which is from the extra yud, you learned it already. Use it for grandchildren. Occupy. How could you learn it for zera pasul? Gemara says zera zara lo estarikra. I don't need a pasul for grandchildren because we have a standing rule. Bene banim hare kebanim. We know that already. Grandchildren like children. So therefore, that's pasul that the grand. If she has a living grandchild, she loses her ability to ruma. Ki estarikra le zera pasul. So what do I need the pasul for? To teach me zera pasul. Like I told you, not her zera pasul because if she has a mamzer, that she's already asura to eat teruma anyway. To my grandchild's a mamzer, Torah's coming up from the extra. So you see what? You are doresh, the extra yud. The Gemara says, okay, good. V'tana gufe minale de delishache. Okay, how did this Tana know you can be doresh yud? I mean, you always got to go back to the source. Okay, you want to tell me in kesef la don zev, yeshkes la don achad, from the extra yud in. Where do you see a doresh like this? Oh, from the Kohen, zera in la. Okay, very good. How did that Tana know you can doresh the extra yud? Gemara says, "Amre ketiv me'en bilam u'me'en yebami." Meaning, you see in the Torah that sometimes the Torah will use the word "en" without a yud. For example, when Balak me'en bilam aloch itanu, right? Bilam is rejecting to go with us. How did it spell me'en? Alif nun. But like we said in the case of Yibum, me'en yebami de'lo ketiv behu yud. It doesn't write a yud. Ve'acha ketiv be'yud shma mina ledrasha u'de'ata. Very good. So we proved our point. So now it gets more technical. Somebody wants to know, how do you know that we make kiddushin with a kesef, and the father gets the kesef from the extra yud of the word v'yatzach enam in kesef? The yud is what's tipping us off. Now the Gemara says, "V'estarich lemechtav kedusheha leabiha, v'estarich lemechtav maasiyadeha leabiha." Now, if you remember yesterday's daf, we quoted another pasuk, "V'chi yimkor ish et bito leama." So the Gemara was Doresh. It's connected between Bito and Amma. Just like an Amma Ma'asiyadeha. Her profits, her work goes to the master. So to a Ni'ara, Bito, a Ni'ara, also her work goes to the father. So we have a rule. Ma'asiyadeha goes to the father. So the Gemara says, once you tell me that Ma'asiyadeha goes to the father, what do I need a special pasuk to tell me that Kiddushin also goes to the father? Mm-hmm. Kiddushin is Ma'asiyadeha, which means all our profits go to the father. So what do we need two dirashot? One dirashah was what? Bito le'ama ma'asiyadeha to the father. En kasef, en kezvadon, zeyesh kezvadon, en umanu le'av. What do I need two people, two pesukim for? Bottom line, you told me what? All profits that the lady makes goes to the father. Yeah. It should have been enough, yeah? So the question is not enough. Di ketiv lachmana kedusheh le'aviyah. Because if it just would have told me kedushim, Hava Amina Mishub Delot Tarhabehu. As I go, Kedushin, she didn't work for the Kedushin. So, okay, she didn't work for it. Those go to the father. Hava Ma'asiyah Deh, Dekat Tarhabehu, but her work. Because she actually toiled. Emma Didavu. I would say, maybe she gets it. After all, she toiled for them. I go the other way. Vyashmi'ina Ma'asiyah Deh. If you tell me Ma'asiyah Deh. Actually, the reason why the father gets ma'asiyah is because he supports his daughter. So that's like a compensation for his support. But kiddushin is like a windfall. It's a profit from the from outside. It's not like a compensation. Listen, you give me your ma'asiyah, I'm going to feed you. I understand what a father should get, but kiddushin, it's a free money. Therefore, I would think it's Hasidika. Therefore, you need both pesukim. Therefore, you have bottom line a pesukim between Ma'asiyadeha and the pesukim to teach me as well that the kiddushin also goes to the father. Look at that. She says that. She says over here, "Vetzadik lemechtav Ma'asiyadeha le'abia kedi alif le'il me'et bitol ama." The pesukim me'et bitol ama. Dekam mitzena mine. Which means that she's giving you a sevaraya. The father's da'at is on the ma'asiyadayim to take them, because that's a common profit that the lady makes, that the girl makes. So the guy in his brain is thinking, I'll support her. And the father's saying, I'll support my daughter with mezonot, because I'm going to get the common profit that she normally makes, which is called ma'asiyadayim. But it's not on the father's da'at. On stuff that comes, you know, ma'alma, windfall. We know she can get married, but as she says clearly, the next she, the ma'alma ka'atila, ve'lo aita dato alim nazuna b'shurim. That's a windfall. Ma'asiyah is every day. He knows, lady goes to work, she makes a, she gets a paycheck, she gives it to the father. Everybody knows that. Windfall profit, things that you might have thought, the father's not thinking about that. Kamash malan, that the case of kiddushin also goes to the father itself. Again, what is a gufa? Anytime you see a gufa, that means it's something that we learned previously. Now we're going to bring it back, and we're going to analyze it. Okay, gufa. Gufa anyan, chizkan rimalam. Right? The root of this subject that we discussed earlier. Yatzahinam, elu yime bagrut. Now obviously there's a question that's very clear to us. You're telling me that what, when a amma goes out, she goes out when she's a bogeret, and she goes out when she's a na'ara. Okay, how old is a bogeret? 12 years old and 6 months. When is a na'ara? 12 years old. 12 and 6 months is 12 and a half. That's a bogeret. Mm-hmm. What's an ara? Between 12 and 12 and 8. Right. Oh, so we're talking about when she brought simanim. So now the question is, if you tell me that she goes out when she's a bogeret, what in the pasuk tell me? I need the pasuk tell me she goes out when she's a. Tell me opposite. No. You told me she goes out when she's a na'ara. I need a pasuk tell me she goes out when she's a bogeret. What comes first? Na'arut. So comes again what says, Velichtov rachmana na'arut. Let the pasuk just tell me na'arut. Velo ba'e bagrut. And I wouldn't need the bagrut. Amaraba. Ba'ze velimed alze. You need both. One part of the pasuk is shedding light on the other part of the pasuk. What does it mean, Nashi? Ba'ze velimed alze. Mitoch shelo pirish na'arut b'mikra, doesn't say anything in the pasuk. V'yatzah hinam en kasif, doesn't give me any age. Does it tell me na'arut in the pasuk? No, just says she goes out. Ela me'elav hu lamed. I'm going to learn it from ourselves. How? She'en lanu davar acher letot yitziyato bo, hutzlach lechtov shenehem. Which means, since it doesn't say it explicitly, the only way I would conclude with na'arut is by saying both v'yatzah hinam en kasif. Why? Diketav had, if it only would have said Yatzahinam, have Amina Bagrut. Oh, it's okay, but she's very old. Poem 6 months. Who dash mina kra? Aval narut poma pikra. Bahaviro vilimed alav. Al Qur'an had mina narut ata.
Which means, if it just would have said one, I would right away say the older age, she goes out free. That's why I have to say both to teach me not only bagrut, but even narut. That's the type of derashah that says, bazeh vilimed alzeh. The bagrut teaches me the narut. Even though you're going to tell me, no, just say Na'arut. No, we're working backwards. Because if you just would have said one word, right away I put it on Bagrut. She goes out in the later stage. Why would I think the earlier stage? You always think the later stage. Kamash on both terminologies to tell me what? Not only Bagrut, but even Na'arut. Do we have another source of Dinashah like this? Kamash says, absolutely. Midi da'ave atoshav v'sakhir. Like the case of toshav v'sakhir. The Torah is over there talking about the eating of teruma by an eved evri. The Torah clearly says, "Toshav v'sachir lo yochal bo." Person has a eved evri. Eved evri does not eat teruma, even though he's the eved of a kohen. That's different than an eved kanani. Eved kanani is considered kinyan kaspo. It's an asset. Assets eat teruma. But she'ekin eved evri, it just works for a kohen. This is toshav v'sachir. Now, what is a toshav? And what is the zakhir? There are different forms of Eved Evri. So the Gemara says, "Detanya Toshav ze kanui kinyan olam." That's an Eved Nirtza. That's the Eved that has the pierced on the ear. He's working forever. Sakhir ze kanui kinyan shanim. So you tell me both of them don't eat. Now, what do I need a pasuk to tell me both? Yomar Toshav velo Yomar Sakhir. Just tell me Toshav. You don't have to tell me Sakhir. Vani Omer. Kanui kinyan olam in ochel. Kanui kinyan shanim. Local chicken. If the guy that's indentured, he's working forever, he's stuck forever, he doesn't eat. Kol chicken, the guy's only working temporarily. So let the Torah just say toshav. And don't say zakhir. If that's what you would have said, hayiti omer toshav, how would I have learned toshav? Ze kanui kinyan shanim. I would have learned the less hadus. I would have said maybe only a kinyan shanim doesn't eat. Amad kanui kinyan olam okel basachir v'limed al toshav. Shavbish kanui kinyan olam eno okel. Which is not a baze v'limed al ze. If you only told me one pasuk, I would have said the small hadus. I would have said what? A kinyan shanim doesn't eat tinoke. He's only there temporarily. But a kinyan olam does. That's why it has to tell me what? Two words. To tell me not only a kinyan olam, but even a kinyan shani, but it's really bazeh v'limed alzeh. For the fact that it said both, now I can include even the kinyan olam. Because if it just would have said one, I would have said one. Kinyan shanim. He wasn't eat teruma. Mashiach and kinyan olam, yeah. By saying both, now I can say one must be coming for kinyan shanim, and the other is coming to teach me even kinyan olam does not eat teruma. Look at that sheet. Midi davi atoshav v'sachir dichtiv gabet teruma. Remember the Rashi by teruma. Toshav. Ha'amud etzu teruma. Toshav kohen v'sachir lo yochal kodesh. Ze kanui kinyan olam. Eved avni hanirtza. Right? He got pierced his ear. Biyad kohen. Lafapichin en gufo kanui lo. Right, he's not an asset. His body doesn't belong to the owner. Even an eved evri nirtzah, not like an eved kanani. Eved kanani is like the owner's animal. He owns him. An eved evri, even if he gets nirtzah, he doesn't become the asset of the owner. Kishar avadim kanani lechol betruma. That's an interesting case. I mean, eved kanani can eat truma, but an eved evri, even if he's nirtzah, cannot. That's what comes out. Kinyan shanim shelo igelu adayin shesh shanim. Kinyan shanim means he's working for 6 years. He's within his 6 year term. Basakhir vilimed al toshav. Dal korchak had minayu dinensau. Data. One of them is coming to teach me nirtza. Umeachad shenikdivu shenehem. Right? Mashmautad dinensa mitoshav atya. Shum miyushav etzlo yoter minakilish shenehem. Which is the reason why we're learning toshav is the one that's forever. Because the word toshav means miyushav. He's there. He's settled. Who's more settled? A shanim or a nirtza? Nirtza, he's there forever. Right. So if a toshav is coming to teach me nirtza, Sakir is tell me shanim, but ba'zeh v'limed alzeh. But the fact that it said both, now I know to include even a
Niritza that also does not eat Turma. Had I only had one, I would have learned Shanim. But it says both, teaching me both. The Niritza doesn't eat Turma, and of course the Shanim does not as well. So if we have a similar concept, we're just trying to show you, for example, by the case of the Bagrut and the Na'arut, that he said that the Na'ara goes out and a Bogeret goes out. So he said, what do you mean? If a Na'ara goes out, a Bogeret. No, you need to tell me both, because if you only told me one, I would have said Bogeret. And both things are teaching me even a Na'ara. The Gemara says, Amale Abaye. Abaye says like this. Midame. I don't like your analogy between the Bogeret and the Na'ara to these two types of Avadim.
It's not analogous.
It's not analogous. Why? Hatam treguveninu. Which means you have an Eved Nirtza and you have an Eved of Shanim. They're two different people. And therefore, Dechina me katav rahmana toshav Nirtza lo yochal v'adar ketev idach. Which means, if the Torah would have wrote Befirush, let's say the Torah would have said clearly, Toshav Nirtza. Right? Let's say it would have said it clearly. Now once the Torah says Toshav Nirtza, you don't have to tell me Sakhir. Right? Because Sakhir, I'd be able to learn it from a Kavahome. Good. Which means, Dechina Meketiv Rahmana Toshav Nirtza. Even if it would have said Toshav Nirtza, Lo Yochal, Vadar Ketiv Idach, and it would have said then Sakhir, Havi Sakhir Milta Datya Bekav HaHomer. Umilta Datya Bekav HaHomer, Tarah VeKatav Lakra. I could say we have a general rule. Sometimes things that can be do some Bekav HaHomer, sometimes the Torah will write things out explicitly, even though you could have deduced it from a Bekav HaHomer. Which means the Gemara is saying, you know what? I don't have a problem about a Toshav Sakhir case. Toshav Sakhir case, even if the Torah would have wrote it explicitly, Toshav Nirtza. Okay, Toshav Nirtza, then if the Nirtza doesn't eat Teruma, certainly the temporary guy doesn't eat Teruma. You know what? It's not wrong anyway. Sakhir, also temporary. If it's Kavah Omer, I can answer and say, Milta de Atya be Kavah Omer, Tara be Katav Lakra. However, in this case, Elahacha had Gufahi. Here, it's the same girl, which means every Bogeret was a Ne'ara. Kinafka la b'na'arut. Once you tell me she goes out b'na'arut, bagrut ma ba'ya gabe. You don't get to bagrut. You don't get to, which means in a case where it's two different people, I could come along and say, okay, listen, I could have learned this guy from that guy. Okay, even if you wanted to say b'ferush, I could have told you it's a kada omer, okay, granted. But in this case over here, once already you're telling me it's the same girl. The Na'ara becomes a Bogeret. How do you have a Bogeret? She's out already by Na'arut. She's out already. Look at that sheet. Hatam
Tregufe. There's no case.
No case, right? There's no case, exactly. There's no case. Bogeret. Where's Bogeret? She went out 6 months before already. Na'ara. Look at that sheet. Hatam Tregufe Ninu. Nirtza v'she'enu nirtza shne gufim him. It's possible he could have two separate guys in the house at the same time. Good. However, even if Torah would have said it explicitly, Nirtza lo yochal. Then it would have said the inner Nirtza. Didn't have to tell it to me. הייתי יכול לתרץ ולומר אף אגב, דאבי שכיר מתן את המקווה חומר, היא לא יוצא קווה חומר, תרח וכתב לקרב. לפיכך, כשכתבו האתם, that's why I can say when they wrote both of them, I can use the concept I'm saying, יש לומר, בא זה ולימד על זה. I can say that one is coming to teach the other, because it's two separate situations. ואין לנו להקשות, יכתוב נרצה בפירוש ולא יכתוב שכיר. Which means, what? You can't ask a question. Let it say Nirtza Befirush. And don't write Sakhir. No, because since already, even if I would have wrote it Befirush, I would have a problem with it. Because I could have both of them being written, and I could say, even though it's Kavah Omer, because it's two Gufim, two separate people. So I said, I could learn this guy from that guy, because the Omer. Okay, the Torah wrote it anyway. However, Valhaka, Tetayur Rashi. But here already, once you're telling me that she goes out when she's a na'ara, lo mashkahat la amma yotza bebagrut. You don't have a case where she goes out when she's a bugrut. Ve'echi katav lankra midi delo aben lichtov na'arut behedya vetula. Which means, if the Torah would have wrote na'arut behedya, Torah would have said bagrut behedya, right? That's it. Torah would have said the yatsaf inam kishi bogeret. What are you going to say? Bogeret kotz kavahomer na'ara. Kavahomer for na'ara. You don't have a case of a bogeret to start off with, which is once you're telling me na'ara, bogeret is gone because it's the same girl. So therefore, you did a shab bazevili med al zeh. That'll work when you have two separate gufim. So I could say, you told me about this guy. I could say kavahomer about that guy, and therefore, I could say bazevili med al zeh. That when it said both items of this, tell me what that not only a permanent one doesn't need to, not only a temporary one, but even a permanent one doesn't need. Two separate people. In the case of the Amma Avriya, it's the same person. So give me a case of Bagrut. You know, Bagrut doesn't even start yet. Once already, you're giving me Na'ara.
She's out.
And then we're talking about Bagrut also. She's out already. The word doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, no, I'll give you a case. But Bagrut, my Ba'ya, Gabi. Ela, Amar Abaye, Lo Nitzrecha, Ela, Lebeged, De Ailonit. Oh. New story. What's an ailonit? Ailonit is a girl that she doesn't mature correctly. She doesn't have any simanim. She doesn't have the simanim of a girl. And what happens? She considered an ailonit. Ailonit doesn't kick in until the age of 20. That means she has a din of a na'ara, 12 years old. She didn't bring any simanim. She's like a ketana, really. She didn't mature. She's 15 years old, 16 years old, 17. We're waiting. No simanim, no nothing. She gets to 20 years old, we stamp her. Now she's considered an ailonit. She has a different ailonit is a lashon like a zachar. Ail is a male. It's a ram. It's a male. So ailonit, it's like she's a dechranuta in Aramaic. They call her, which means a nara simani two se'arot. So maybe she's mature. This lady over here, she's like a man. Also comes again what I said. Sad kadata kamina benaru tipuk. I would say that what maybe she goes out when she is a nara. Yes. Bibagrut lo tipuk kamashmalan. What's the case, Rashi? Look at the case, Ailonit. Second line in Rashi. Ein la simane na'arut. She doesn't have any simanim of na'arut. Tashmi'inan kra, she yotzi'ua yeme bagruta, kishiye la esrim shana. Which means the hadush of Pasuk is that when she becomes 20 years old, I would have thought that what that an amma only goes out when she's a na'ara, but bagrut does not go out, and therefore an ailonit that never brings simanin na'arut, she'll never go out even at the age of 20. Kamash malan, that's considered her bagrut. Again, you would have thought that what we're looking for a case isn't every na'ara, every bogeret a na'ara. Well, you have a case where the girl doesn't ever mature. And therefore she never really became a na'ara in the first place because she never got the simanim. So you would have thought that what? Maybe this girl over even at 20 years old does not go out. Kamash malan, that a bogeret ailonit at 20 goes out. So you have two different cases of it. You have a case of 12 years old na'ara. You'll never have a case of 12 and 6 months because already she always went out at 12 in the Khanami. 12 years old, she got two hairs, she goes out. 12 and 6 months, you'll have a case. She went out already 6 months before. But you'll have a case of a bogeret, of a bogeret ailonit, where she's 20. And she didn't bring any simanim. You might have said to yourself, well, she skipped the stage. She went straight from katnut to bagrut. There was no na'arut in between. So you might have thought, she don't go out. Kamashmalan, that such a bogeret ailonit goes out at the age of 20. Quran says, Matkif la mor barav asher. Mor barav asher has a question, Velav kavahomeru. Which means, is it a kavahomer that you're going to tell me what? That a bigger ailonit is going to go out.
I don't need a pasuk to come and tell me that a bigger Ailoni, that when she's 20 years old, that she goes out. I can learn that from a kava homer. What's the kava homer? Uma simanim. That's simanim narot when she becomes a nara. She'en motziin mirshut av. Right? She doesn't go out of the father's jurisdiction. Meaning, and the nara still gets masi adeha. Mutsi'in mirshut adon. But it's enough to already free her from the master. Bagrut. She'motzi'ah mirshut av. When she's a bogeret, she goes out of the father's possession. Legabe ma'asi adayim. Enudin. She'motzi'ah mirshut adon. All the more so, it's going to go out of the adon's master. Look at the ownership. Look at that sheet. She says, She'en motzi'im mirshut av kedamin la'ez. She'ma'asi adayim la'abiyah. Na'ara, even though she's a na'ara, she puts in manim. Who gets all the work of the girl? The father. Right? Bito le'ama. We learned that already. Bogeret she'motzi'ah mirshut av. De'lo ashkachna de'zachi le'kra ila na'arut. We only know that what? The father gets possession of the na'ara. De'chtiv la'abiyah na'ara, like by 50 kesef. By the knas and all that. That's why na'ara goes to the father. But once she becomes a bogeret, the father loses everything. Enodin. Which means kavahome, that a bogeret will be able to go out. I don't need you to tell me your bogeret goes out. I know bogeret goes out from a kavahome. And what a na'ara, that what ma'asi yadea goes to the father. But she's still connected to the father by Nihara. But you tell me a bogeret goes out of the father's jurisdiction. So then you're going to tell me by Abadim that what? That what? Bagrut. That is Motsi Mirshut Av. All the more so it should be Motsi Mirshut Adon. I say again. Nearut. That what? That is not Motsi Mirshut Av. But it is motzi mirshut adon when she's in the house, she goes out free. Bagrut, that is motzi mide'av from ma'asidim. All the more so, it should be motzi from the adon. Right? That's the kavahomer. So what do you need a pasuk for bogeret? Now you'll ask me. We saw that before. Which is sometimes the Torah will write things that you could have deduced from a kavahomer because. It speaks explicitly. Like I was going to ask that question, but we go further. Elamar mor barabashe lo nitzle kase. You know what you need the pasuk biatzachinam in kase for? Ela liikar zevina de ailonit. You need it for the inception. How do I know that I can sell an ailonit for an ama when she's a ketana? Why? Salka da tachamina de atya simane narut tavizibina de lo atya simane narut lo avizibina zibina. Which is, I might have thought that what? That the sale is only valid if she brings simanim. But a girl that doesn't bring simanim, I might have thought that the sale is not valid in the first place. That's she. לא נצליחה קראת דבגרות אלא מדינו שאילונית נמכרת בקטנותה כשאר בנות. You might have thought that what? That when the lady is sold, maybe already when she becomes an אילונית, maybe the sale wasn't even a sale. Maybe the whole thing is retroactively make a tot. כמה שמלה, no. That even though she ultimately doesn't bring simanim of Na'arut, still the sale is a, you might have said that only a girl that eventually brings siman in Na'arut, okay, you could sell her for an amah. Kamash malan, that even a girl, not that she goes out free, boget, it goes out free. I don't have from a kavah homer. That I don't have to have a pasuk for. I don't have from a kavah homer from the father. You know, the pasuk is coming to tell me what, that a bogeret can be sold, an ailonit can be sold in the first place. Kamash malan v'yatzachinam. Beautiful. That's what the pasuk v'yatzach anam comes and tells me over there. Even the ailonit is never going to bring some manin na'arut. You can sell it for an amma. Good.
Sale is valid.
Sale is valid. Comes and Gemara says. Right. You have to return the money. The sale is a sale. Exactly. Ulmor barabashed da'amar. Ve'lav kavahomer hu. More Barabashe asked the question, what do you need to teach me Bagrut? It's a Kavahomer. What kind of question is that? That's not a question. Sometimes, even though things can be due from a kavahomer, we write it out anyway. We explicitly say, which means that's such a strong question. I mean, we answered your question. Okay, we answered. But you know what? The whole question from the inception is not really a question. Oh, how come you don't learn? What do you need to pursue for Bogeir if it's a kavahomer? In the Quran, it's a kavahomer. So what? The Torah sometimes writes things that are, could have been due from a kavahomer. You're right. When your back is against the wall and you have nothing else to say, so then already I say, Tarah v'katav lakra. But I give another answer. We always rather give a hadush than to say the Torah is writing things that could have been learned from a Kal Vachomer. We give a better answer. To teach about Ikar Zvined the Bagrut, the Ailonit, the bigger Ailonit. That's the hadush. To teach I could sell an Ailonit. Oh, very good. What do you got to come on to that for? I gave you a better answer. If we had no other answer, then we come on to that to answer. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, okay, so we're done with this, which was a long proof. But bottom line, a conclusion was: if somebody's going to ask you, "How do you know kesef kiddushin?" The yatzeah hinam en kasef, the yud of en kasef, en kesef laadon ze yesh kesef laadon aher. Who's that? That's the father. So you learn a couple of things from that. Number one, the father can mikdash his daughter, not only when she's a ketana, even when she's a na'ara. Ketana, I know it. Petit natati leisha zera. I don't need a pasuk for that. It says it. I don't know kesef. Who says kesef? Oh, so the father gets the kesef as well. So we're good. We proved everything that we're looking to prove. Ketana, ne'ara, kesef kedushin. The father gets the kesef. Everything's good. Now we bring a totally different proof. We're finished with that. Na'ya, not Gemara gives the Levinaya. Vetana, maitila mehacha. Oh. Gemara brings another source. This is the one we're familiar with. A guy takes a wife, has relations with her, and then let's say he doesn't like her anymore. The whole story over there. Oh, how did you take her? What, he put a rope around her? How did you take her? Kiyikah. What does it mean, kiyikah? Kesef. V'chenu omer. By a throne, when he sold the Ma'arata Machpelat Avraham Avinu, Natati Kesef Asadeh Kach Mimeni. Very good. Dashi. Second line. Vetana Maiti Lamacha Kiddushe Kesef Tialif Lurav Yudadalim En Kesef Nafkele Letana Mikihad Estefron. Not what you learn from En Kesef Ladon Zed. We're learning it from a different place, from Kiham Estefron. Ki yekah ish isha uba'ala Ve'etzlicha katuv get lefotra mikihazu. Right. The reason why it's quoting me the whole pasuk is saying that this kiha, ki yekah ish isha, you need a get if you want to get out. Because it says, "Vayayim lo tibsachen ve'enav." If you're not going to like her, whatever it is, "Vechatav la sefer kiritut v'natam biyada." So you see, this kiha did something. Oh, what is the kiha that has teeth? That has validity. Ella must be what? Kesef. How do you know? It's just kiha. Oh, because we know kesef is kiha. Right, Natati kesef asadeh. I paid the money. Kachmemeni. Take it. So you take money. Kiha isha. You take her with money. Good. That's the source. Comes Gemara and says, what are you talking? V'haludinu. Back to the Kavahomes. Uma amar evriya. Okay. Amar evriya. She'ena niknit bibia. Niknit bekesef. Zu she'niknit bibia. Eno din she'tikne bekesef. Okay, now we're going to start. Kinyan bi'a. Does it work by an amar evriya? No, the only way the owner can buy an amar v'riya is money. Bi'ah doesn't work by amar, kesef does. Bi'ah works by a girl for kiddushin. Gold money should work certainly, meaning it's easy to acquire. It's easy to acquire. Even bi'ah, which doesn't work there, works here. Certainly kesef should work. So the Gemara says,
Yibamatu
Chiyah. Yibama will disprove that line of reasoning. Why? Shiniknit bibi'ah benunaknit bekesef. You see that just because shiniknit bibi'ah doesn't automatically show you that you niknit bekesef. Yibama is niknit bibi'ah, don't kiss it. Hold it. Mal yibama shechin in niknit b'shtar. Yeah, but keep in mind, yibama cannot be acquired either with a shtar. Tomar bezu shiniknit b'shtar. Masheinkin, the girl could be. No, but that's not a yibum, which is to be niknit yibum. You're telling me bia, right? So Gemara says, so you see where bia works, kesef doesn't work. So therefore, I'll tell you by the lady, by kiddushin, even though bia works, kesef may not. Hold it, still different. Now the bia, that shtar doesn't work, but here shtar does work, and therefore shtar works. Therefore, kesef should work also by kiddushin. Tamud lomar. Ki yikah ish. So now the Gemara is stranger. That's why we have a pasuk ki yikah ish. So the Gemara says, "What are you talking about? Ha lama nikra ha atyala? You just gave me a good kavahomet. You gave me this whole business here. You prove me why it should be a kavahomet, then you say at the end of the braita, Talmud Amar pasuk. Hold on, again. What do I need the pasuk for? You just told me that I can learn it from." A kavahomet that kesef bia works, star works. Then you tell me tamud domar. I don't need a tamud domar. Ha'atyala. We learned it already. Gemara says Amar of Asher mishum deika lememar meikara didina pircha. I can break this whole kavahomet from the inception. Mecha kamaititla. Where are you starting with this kavahomet? Mehama avriya. Right? You want to say ma amavriya shiniknit bekesef, but no bia. Here we have bia kosheken kesef. And don't knock me out from yibama, because yibama doesn't have stuff. So your starting point is what amavriya, right? I knock you out of the box right away. Why? Ma amavriya sheken yutzab bekesef. Tomar bezu sheinu yutzab bekesef. Which means amavriya. One of the ways that she gets out is what? She can get redeemed. She can redeem herself out. Let's say she wants to get out before the time. She buys herself out. So I can say she can get out bekesef. So she can get in bekesef. Masheen ken kiddushin. You don't get out with kesef. You need a get. So maybe since you can't get out, maybe you can't get in. Which is don't compare amah to get. I mean to kiddushin. I'll say she can go in with kesef. Masheen can. Look at Ashi. That's why it says kikah ish. Look at Ashi now. Mikara didina. Mimakom she'atabba lilmod. Dainu amma ivriya. Yesh la'ashiv. Ulhachi kaman mi'ikara didina. From the root. Pirchash. Teshuvah she'ashiv betchina yibama tuchiyah. Lab mi'ikara didina. Atel makom ahayr. Which means, yibama was only born in after you started with amma ivriya. Then we already got the Yibama. But the Gemara says, I can reject you from the starting point. How? Next session. She can use Abikesef. She podai tatzma betok sheshanim. Within 6 years, if she wants to redeem herself, she can buy herself out. Im tirtzik, nekdi vehufda. Vehuiv kesef hashuv ba leftota, hashuv nami leknota. So I can say, kesef is hashuv ba in Amma. You see, kesef works to free her, so kesef can work also to get her in. She ina yotza bekesef, but a girl doesn't go out to kesef and kedushik and afkalan, misefir kortav, and the varahir kortav. Good, so that's why you need a pasuk. So if somebody would ask you, going to the second version of the Gemara, what's the source of kesef? Ki yikah. Ki yikah is what? Ki ham is the ephron. Why don't you learn from the kavahomer from Mama Avriya? You can't. It's a flawed gezerah. It's a flawed kavahomer. Why? She's yotza bekesef. Yotza bekesef could be she goes in with kesef. A girl only is yotza beget. You have no idea for kesef. Beautiful. Now the Gemara comes along and says, "V'sterich lemechtav ki yikach ish." The I katav rachmana ki yikach. If the pasuk just would have said ki yikach. Hava amina. Nice words. Okay, fine. Yosabe kesef. Toma bezushen yosabe kesef. Toma dvar ki yekach ish. Vistarich. Good. Vistarich lemechtav yatsa hinam. Vistarich lemechtav ki yekach ish. Now we have two sources. At the end of the day, we have two sources. Huh?
Is it one teacher?
Oh, so let's see now. Very good. So you see, one person was telling me about Sahin Amin Kasif. That's Kasif Kedushin. And you see Kiyaka. We need both for.
Ti'i katav Ramana Kiyaka. Hava Amina Kedushin. Ti'ayiv Labal. Dida Havu.
I would have thought that what? She keeps the Kasif.
Katav Ramana Kiyasahin
Amin. To teach rather the Kasif goes to the father. Good. Ain't Kasif Ladon Zeh. Yes, Kasif Ladon Akhir. And who's that? The father,
because of Rahman Abiyat Sahinam, Hava Mina Ekadiava, Ihi, Lidide, Vikidashto, Havu, Kiddushe, Ketav Rahmanaki, Kahve, no Kitikah,
the direction. Which means, if it would have said what, Biyat Sahinam, Hava Mina Ekadiahiv, Ihi, if she gives the money. Lidide to the guy, the kiddushto. Yeah, she gives the kiddushin. I would say the kiddushin, which is who told you where the direction of the money goes? Right, are atam mikudeshet li bekesef zu. Who says? Maybe it work. Yatzahinam ain't got this kesef over here. But which direction does the kesef go? Ketiv rachmana ki yikach velo ki tikach. She's not doing the taking; he's doing the taking. So we need direction, and we need that the father gets. Look at that sheet.
וסריך למכתב יצא חיינם למלאף מיניין כדוס האל יש כסדון אחר היכד יבאי לדידה כסף וכדשתו דאמרה להתקדש לי
she said, התקדש לי לבו כדושין why? בקדשי
דכבן תשמיד כסף עביד אישות
once you tell me it's the כסף that does the item right?
Mali kesef dide, mali kesef dida.
What do I care? I need a bond between a husband and a wife. Okay, who gives the money? Well, you got money. You made a kenyan. She bought him, he bought her, whatever way you want to go. Bottom line, you made an issue, you made a connection with the kesef.
Nachi adatar kras zimna harit, you made a ki yikach ish, velo ki tikach isha le'ish.
Okay, that's good. Let's go further.
Ubaala.
Says ki yikach ish isha, ubaala. And he has a relation with her. Ubaala, right?
Melamed shenikdit bebi'ah.
Oh, that teaches you bi'ah, by the way. So ki yikach teaches you kesef. Uba'ala teaches you bi'ah. She says, don't think, you could have argued and said, no, it's the bi'ah that's after the kedushim. Maybe that's what I'm chupah. Maybe that's what I'm nisu'in.
No,
right, now we're doing bi'ah. Ki yikach ish, that's kinyan kesef. Uba'ala, that's kinyan bi'ah.
Valodinu.
What do I need a pasuk for? Kava chomer. There you go.
Uma yibama she'en niknit bekesef. Niknit bebi'ah. Sushi niknit bekesef. Eno dit she niknit bebi'ah?
Surely.
Amavriya tochiya. Hashoy amavriya. She niknit bekesef. Ve niknit bebi'ah. Ma le amavriya she'en kinyana lishum ishut.
No. Don't bring me Amavriya. Amavriya, the Kinyan is not a Ishut Kinyan. It's Avdut the Kinyan. Tomar Bezum, a Sheikh, by the case of a lady that's making Kiddushin, She Kinyana Lishum Ishut. Which means it's more analogous to Yibum. I can tell you. And what a Yibum, that what? Kesef doesn't work, but Bi'ah makes the Ishut. If Kesef works by Kiddushin, certainly Bi'ah. Amavriya, that's not Ishut over there. No, not analogous. So the Gemara says, Tamud Lomar Uba'ala. And that's why we have a Pasuk to teach me Uba'ala. What do you mean? I have a kavah chomer. I just always said. What do you need? It's like the same brayta like above. Mm-hmm. So Gemara says, "Velama dikra ta'achela." You just told me I have a good kavah chomer from a yebama, right?
Amar veshem b'shul dikale b'mar mi'ikana mikara didina pircha.
Same as, which means I can uproot it from the source. What's the source? Yibum. What's the uprooting?
Mehecha kamaitita mi'yebama.
What do you want to bring him from yebama?
You
know why it's easy for her to get in? Would it be ah? Because already there's a connection. The Torah already bonded them together. So you just zikah. So finish it up with a bi'ah. Bi'ah's weak, I can tell you. So you know why bi'ah will work by yibum?
Because they're already somewhat
connected already. Tomar bizu she'en zikah ve'omedet. Who told you here? There's no connection in the world to make a new connection.
Would it be
out? Would it be out? Told you. Your kav woman is what? Hey, listen. Where kesef doesn't work, bi'ah works.
Here with kesef works. Kalba omer bi'ahor should work. I told it. The only reason why bi'ahor works over there by yibum, I could argue, because they're connected already. This is zikah, so they have to finish the business. Make a bi'ah. Mashiachin here. Here where there's no connection, they're strangers. To make a kinyan mi'ikara?
No.
Oh, Tamud Omar, Uba'ala. That's why I need the word Uba'ala. Look at the Rashi. Shekin zikuka ve'omedet. Lizu mahmat kiddushi amet. Right, Rashi gives us the mechanics, which means there was a kiddushin already. What makes the zika? The kiddushin that the
deceased,
the deceased, which means interesting way you look at it. When a person gives a kiddushin to a lady, he's not only binding her, but in that kiddushin already is understood that if he dies, the kiddushin is like transferred already to the brother. So there's something, that's the mechanics. It's not just a magical zika. The zika is mahmat, the kiddushin of the first guy. That's already built in. That's why she says, "Lezim mahmat kiddushin amet." It's coming to finish it. Aval kinyan de meikara, but from scratch. Look, you have no, you have no, okay.